Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
It's officially fall. The equinox was yesterday. Summer's always been my favorite season, but fall is a very close second, with both Halloween and Thanksgiving in the lineup. Autumn lasts through to the winter equinox on December 21st. Fall equinox means the seasons are the exact opposite of each other at the equator. In the northern hemisphere, we call it fall or autumn, but in the southern hemisphere, yesterday was the first day of spring. The sun will continue to sink lower in the sky, the nights will get colder. It's traditionally the time of harvest. Nature goes through cycles of growth, harvest, death, and rebirth. So do we as people. Some changes are obvious and others are internal. Oscar Wilde said, "And all at once summer collapsed into fall." Ernest Hemingway wrote, "You can expect to be sad in the fall because part of you dies each year." And F. Scott Fitzgerald wrote, "Life starts all over again when it gets crisp in the fall." And within COVID limitations, a lot of things are starting over. Schools started up, football season is here, the networks bring out a new season of television shows. For many people, this is pumpkin spice season. Coffee drinks at Starbucks, cookies, cereal, yogurt, ice cream. Pumpkin spice is in everything. Walmart even has pumpkin spice scented face masks if you just can't get enough. In Humboldt County, autumn's a great time for hikes and nature. We recently hiked the 12-mile loop from Prairie Creek to Fern Canyon and back. We call it the Jurassic Park Tour. We also hiked the 5-mile loop to the Tall Trees Grove north of Oreck. You need to call for reservations and to get the code for the lock on the gate, but it's well worth the effort. The world's tallest tree, Hyperion, is in there somewhere, with no obvious trail. It's 380 feet tall, but the other trees in the grove are 340 feet tall, and when you're at the base of these giants looking up, you really can't tell the difference. Fortuna won't have the Apple Harvest Festival this year, and I applaud their caution. But boy, Fortuna does have the apples. The festival began in 1985 as a celebration of the 75th anniversary of Clendenin Cider Works. It's well worth a stop at their cider works and produce stand. They are optimistic they'll be able to start up the festival again next year. Talking about the season, poet and novelist Mary Sarton writes, "I think of the trees and how simply they let go, without grief to go deep into their roots for renewal and sleep." Sarton encourages us to imitate the trees. Learn to lose in order to recover. Remember that nothing stays the same for long, not even pain. Sit it out, let it all pass, let it go. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.